Welcome back to Two Guys, a Movie and a Podcast, where every week we mine the cavernous depths of Netflix to find those gems that might otherwise go unwatched, or even worse, unnoticed. My name's Tyler. You can call me T. You can even call me Susan if it makes you happy.
I'm Malcolm. You can call me Mac. Either way, it doesn't matter.
All right. As a quick refresh, we are talking about Snatch. Came out in 2000. Currently rates 8.3 on IMDb, 55 on Metacritic. Mac gave it a 7, a strong 7.
Strong.
And I gave it a 10, even though I felt the story was a bit messy. We're going to get into that here in just a second. As a quick reminder of the story, it's about a bunch of people trying to get a diamond. I'm not going to open up Netflix.
That sums it up.
Benicio del Toro has a diamond. A bunch of unsavory characters won it, and there's a whole mess of things that happen in between. There you go. Stars Jason Statham, Brad Pitt, Vinnie Jones, I mentioned Benicio del Toro, and Dennis Farina, and you know, a few others. That go to IMDb if you want to know who the others are. Okay. All right. Who wants to go first? Mac, you want to go first? I don't want to do... No. I'm not doing rock, paper, scissors.
Sure, I'll go first.
Jesus.
Sorry.
Blow my ears out.
Break this into two parts here. I'll break this into a part that I fairly enjoyed. It was probably my favorite part. And one part I absolutely hated. The part that I absolutely loved and thought was funny was when I think it was the first, yeah, it would have had to have been, it was the first time around when Brad Pitt fought and he just dropped that dude.
Gorgeous George.
Yeah, Gorgeous George. actually there's two favorite parts, but then when they were doing the whole dogs chasing the rabbit, I was like pretty into it because I was like, oh, the dogs are gonna get it. And then when they didn't, and it was just so disappointing because I was really hoping that they were gonna just like rip the rabbit apart. But I thought that was kind of funny just because they were the bet that they had made, and I didn't catch it. But I feel like it had something to do with, like, why did they have bags on their feet?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure either.
Because I thought it, I felt like the deal that the bet that they made had something to do with that, too.
You know, now that, I can't remember, I don't know as if we missed anything. I just don't know if they explained it. Yeah. I always just assume that they put the bags on their feet because they don't want to get their shoes dirty out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they just think they're a little bit better than the pikeys.
The pikeys.
Or the gypsies or the gippos or whatever they want to call them.
I'm going to switch over to the part I hated.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Hated. In, towards the end, when Brad Pitt's fighting,
mm-hmm,
and that dude hits him, and he, like, goes flying, and in midair.
Okay.
And he's there for like a solid 15 to 30 seconds.
Oh, I don't think it's that long.
I'm pretty sure it's that long.
I don't think it's that long.
Because he's like, first he's like bent. And then he straightens out like he's stiff. And then it takes forever. And I hated that. I hate things like that. Especially in like slow-mo.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Southpaw with Jake Gyllenhaal.
No, I'm aware of it. I've never seen it.
Okay. Well, there's the end scene where he's boxing this dude and he knocks him out and he hits him and everything just goes in like super slow-mo and it takes forever for the guy to fall down. And I'm just like, come on. Like, let's get this over with. I feel like I could have did without that. I feel like he could have hit him and Brad Pitt just fall. But
okay,
I don't like it.
Okay,
it upsets me. It irritates me.
I clearly,
it doesn't help that I'm sick. It has nothing to do with it. I just want you to feel bad for me.
Well, I'm probably not going to.
Please. Have mercy. That's all I have to say. That's the rant.
Do you have anything to say about Tyrone? You were talking about Tyrone earlier.
Oh, my God.
I've got things to say about Tyrone.
So,
but I want to hear what you have to say first.
Well, because... So they made it seem like they were going to kill him. And then they never do. I don't know how many times he almost dies. But they should have just killed him. I could have, the scene where they're putting him in that bag or what? Yeah. I don't even know what was going on there. They were getting ready to kill him, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. They were getting ready to kill him and feed him to the pigs.
Right.
But Bricktop says, yeah, you can keep him. The boys can't lift him anyways.
And then when Bullet, was it? What, Bullet Tooth?
Yeah.
Goes to shoot him, and then the gun just clicks. I was so mad. I was like, just die. I hate Tyrone.
Okay.
So much. He's the getaway driver, and he's like, I got this, trust me.
Oh, man.
And where was Four Finger Freddy? Frankie, whatever.
He was in the van.
Oh, yeah, the van that Tyrone hit.
Yeah. it's like you could land a jumbo jet in that spot over there. Oh, man. Okay. All right. Got all your Tyrone hate out? Because I got a few things to say about Tyrone, too. But if you're still going.
No, I'm done.
I'm happy to listen.
I'm done.
I like Tyrone.
Of course.
I think the Tyrone stuff, a lot of it is some of the best stuff. In fact, I like Tyrone so much that right here on my card, it says, Tyrone reminds me of Mac.
Is it because he's and it's morbidly
not,
obese?
It's not because he's a big black dude. I knew you were going to ask me that. It's not because he's a big black dude. It's just the way, like they're making fun of him. What can he possibly get away from? And he's just like, look, I got this. So don't worry. You guys hired me. I got this. And then when he backs into the van and he's like, it was an odd angle. And they're like, it came from behind you. When you're backing up, things come from behind. And he's like, and he's telling him to watch the dog from drooling on his seat, even though it's not his car. He's like, well, we're not behind the wheel.
It's a stolen car. It's a stolen vehicle.
So I was like, but then when he's trying to get out of the car.
Is that what reminded you of me?
It takes him 5 seconds. But then later when he spots Benicio Del Toro, and he spots Frankie Four Fingers. He's out of the car in a snap.
I do love that part when he's getting out because you could just hear the leather rubbing together.
Oh man, yeah. When they're robbing the bookies and Tyrone just opens the door, I like that part. But my favorite Tyrone part is a part that he's hardly even in. They're watching security footage trying to figure out who robbed the bookies. And Tyrone comes in and they just stop it and they're like, Tyrone, you big fat bastard.
Because they didn't know who the other two were, yeah. But they're like, oh, it's Tyrone.
Oh, man. Classic. He's such a third wheel. He's just there's no reason.
He's like the inconvenience of the group, though.
There's no reason for him to come back after he's fulfilled his getaway driving part. There's no reason for him to go confront Bullet Tooth Tony towards the end. He just doesn't need to be there. Naturally, I like the character that Mac doesn't like, but...
When Bulletproof was in the bar drinking, and they pulled out those replica guns. And he was like, it says replica on the side. And then it, like, the camera like cuts to where it like spells it out. I thought that was pretty funny.
I love the your guns say replica on the side. And then it's bump, 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 bump. And then he pulls out his gun and he's like, my gun says Desert Eagle 0.50. And he sets it on the table and it's like bump, 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 bump. Oh man. So many characters. Like, I love all the characters. I love all the like Bullet Tooth Tony is just makes me laugh. Like that is one of the most memorable parts of the movie is when he's sitting there explaining to them that their balls are shrinking and they should be.
what was the one that dodges bullets?
The Russian guy.
Yeah. When he was shooting him and he just kept shooting him, he wouldn't die.
Oh man, and I can't remember what his name was either, but they call him Boris. It was Boris. Yeah. As Boris the Bullet Dodger. At one point, Dennis Farina's character, Cousin Avi, goes, why do they call him Boris the Bullet Dodger? And Vinny Jones just is like, because he dodges bullets, Avi. I love Boris, too. Like I said,
when he's walking in the street and he gets hit by the car.
He's like got a bag over his head and he looks like a chicken.
Yeah.
He's like... Oh man, I love that he just keeps coming back.
Right.
Like even Bullet Tooth is like at the end, he's like, it's like, Boris, what are you doing here?
I love how even when was it Tommy that threw out Turkish's milk?
Yeah.
That even connected to the movie.
Yep. I love that part of the movie, but I think it's like, it's such an odd, like, it feels kind of disconnected to the rest of the movie, mm-hmm. because the rest of the movie isn't shot like that.
Right.
Where it's like, oh, you see this one little event, and then you see the same event from different perspectives. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a very Tarantino thing to be done.
Right.
And like, that part in and of itself is super cool, but to me it feels a little odd for the movie.
Right.
But it is an awesome part, though. Like, it's like... He's like, here, I'll do you a favor. I'll throw this out. And he's like explaining that humans haven't evolved to the point that they can handle lactose. Their digestive system. And so he throws it out and it causes like, what is it? It causes the car with Bullet Tooth to crash, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Boris climbs out of the trunk and then the guys. Saul and Vinny.
I can't remember the other one's name.
Anyways, it's Saul and his crew are the ones that hit him. Yeah. and then he just like shows up. And I feel like it would have made the movie probably unnecessarily long, but you do miss a chunk where they actually get Boris. Like, mm-hmm. like they're like, yeah, let's go get Boris. And then... They just suddenly have him and they're putting him in the trunk and the guy's about to slit his throat. And it's like, well, what happened in between? Although that, I mean, he did kind of deliver himself to them. Like,
right.
Like Bullet Tooth is like, he's like he's ex KGB. He's Russian. You'll never find him. And then he just shows up.
Well, and then, the guy that was with, Dennis Farina's character, is that AV?
Mm-hmm.
The guy that he's like, I'll take him.
Yeah.
And then they cut to the scene where he's all like bleeding. Yep. Take him to a Jewish hospital. Yep.
It's like, yeah, we're going to get the diamond and then we're going to take you to a nice doctor, a good Jewish doctor. it's like, get my friend the best Jewish doctor. And I like how he's like, he's got the knife. and Bullet Tooth is like, He's like, when you're done wiping the butter off of that thing,
yeah.
There's a real blade back there for you.
It's a sword. And then when they crash, it ends up in the guy's chest.
Oh, man. Yeah, so many good parts to it. Like, I mean, and that's like all in like the last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like all that crazy stuff we just mentioned is 90% in like probably the last 20 or 30 minutes of the movie. Everything that leads up to that is also equally entertaining. like the opening sequence, the robbery with the Benicio del Toro, he's like disguised as like a Jewish guy.
Yeah.
and they're robbing him and they're getting away with the diamonds. And there's a part where he's getting like fitted for a suit, and it's cutting back and forth from him to Cousin Avi. No, is it from him to Avi? Who the hell is he? I can't remember now who he's talking to.
Is he talking to that?
Yeah,
book?
He is. He's talking to Avi.
Oh,
because Avi's like telling him not to go gamble. Mm-hmm. But it's cutting back and forth between the two of them, and every time it goes back to Benicio del Toro, he's wearing a different outfit. and then like when he hangs up the phone, he's like not really wearing a different full outfit. He's just been being. He's like standing there without any pants on, like they've just been fitting him for tops all this time for some reason.
That part where they burn Brad Pitt's mom. That was deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, they also decided to burn down his mom's caravan while she was sleeping in it. Oh, man, Bricktop. Bricktop is such a nasty, he's such a nasty villain. One of my favorite parts, like, I feel like I keep saying this, like, one of my favorite parts. They're all my favorite parts, but he goes and he's talking to Saul. Mm-hmm. and he shows up and they don't know who he is, but he's like, he sits down and he's telling them exactly how you dispose of a body.
Oh, like, with the pig.
Yeah, he's like first you're going to want to chop them into littler pieces. Then you're going to want to feed them to some pigs. And it's best if you don't feed the pigs for a few days. Makes them hungry, because then they'll eat anything. And then, once you're done with that, it's like, oh.
You got to find a pig farm.
Yeah, and he's like explaining like how fast the pigs will go through X amount of pounds of human flesh and stuff like that.
It was 2 pounds per minute for 8 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. So like the average human body is like a 30-minute thing. Something like that. And when he's saying that, and then like shortly after that, they've got Tyrone in the body bag. And I'm like, oh god, that's like an all day affair. I like Jason Statham when he's not doing. I kind of like it when he's like just an actual character.
Mm-hmm. Turkish.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, it's kind of an odd name. My parents met on the plane that crashed.
Tommy was named after a ballet dancer.
Yep. He's like, he'll tell you he was named after a gun. But we all know he was named after a ballet dancer. I like how it opens with Turkish and Tommy just sitting there in this little dark room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, what do we know about diamonds? And then that's exactly where it ends as well.
Right.
It just all kind of comes around full circle. Which I guess, I mean, I like that, and it kind of makes sense that you get a little bit of narration from Turkish throughout the movie.
Well, and reading, like, before the movie, reading the synopsis or whatever, summary, and then seeing that first scene, like, to me, I thought they were, like, getting interrogated or something.
Yeah.
By some mobsters, and then, you know, it being totally different at the end.
Yep. Yeah, because they're like, yeah, they got the dog open. There's like a ball, a shoe, yeah, or something, and then the diamond. The dog, like, I love that the gypsies, the pikies, whatever. I feel like there's a lot of language in here that maybe not be so, I don't know if the language would still be used if it was made in 2019. Like, I don't, It's like Vinnie Jones calls them faggots,
right?
At one point, and it's like, and it's not an American film, so maybe political correctness is just different in different cultures. But like Vinnie Jones calls them faggots at one point, and then Saul's the guy that gets the dog is like talking to Saul, and he's like, "I got him from the Gypos." Like, I don't know if that's okay to say. If it's not okay to say, I apologize for saying Gypos throughout this podcast.
I didn't say it, so.
Same with Pikey. I don't know if that's a term that's like a real term, or if it's something that Guy Ritchie just made up for the script, or if it's offensive. So, also apologies for saying Pikey if that is not okay. I feel like our 8-person audience, largely American, probably don't really care.
One's probably Irish.
I could do without, like, I like the first trip to the gypsy camp.
Mm-hmm.
My least favorite part is probably the Gorgeous George fight with Brad Pitt's character.
Mm-hmm.
I realize that has to happen, though, because, like, if Gorgeous George isn't knocked out, then they don't get Mickey. Yeah, they don't get Mickey and all that stuff. But I'm just not a huge fan of that particular scene.
Mm-hmm.
I do kind of like that he keeps knocking him down, and at one point, Brad Pitt, like, falls down. And he's just like stretching. He's like stretching just as he gets up. I'm not too big on. Is it Don the Head or the jeweler guy that's not Jewish, but he tells everyone he's Jewish?
The bald guy?
Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
Yeah. Anyways, not super big on his parts or his character. He's got a few okay moments, but it doesn't bother me that he's got less screen time.
Right.
I love the part where they rob the bookies, though. And the lady there, she's like, "Well, all bets are off." They're like, "Yeah, we don't care. Just give us the money." She's like, "No, all bets are off. That means there's no money here, jackass."
Copper.
Yep. And then and she's just like, I would watch a whole movie of just her just being a bitch to people or just being like no nonsense, because she's not really a bitch. I mean, she's being robbed. She has every right to be angry and upset.
Right.
But like, I would just watch a whole movie of that. It's like she's just so straight faced and perfect. Like, she hits the button and takes the guy up with her.
Yeah.
And then as she's like, they're like, what is it? They say like, "Oh, well, oh, there's got to be money here. We're not buying it." She's like, "Well, that's good.
I'm not selling it.
Oh, man. Benicio del Toro. For being such a pivotal character, he's only in it for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And he's got very small amount of dialogue. I do like when like the dog, the dog just seems to eat everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they give it they're trying to quiet it down in the escape car, so they give it a squeaky toy.
Yeah.
And he just eats it. And then like later on, like they're petting him, and they're like squeezing his stomach, and he's squeaking.
When Tommy grabs him, and they're riding back, and he's just petting him, and you just hear the squeak every time.
Oh man, I do like the idea though that Tommy and Turkish, they're not like bad people. I mean, like, they're doing underground boxing, so they're not great people,
mm-hmm.
but they are caring enough to know that they have a dog that's squeaking, and maybe we should just take it to a vet.
Right.
I think I said just about all I have to say about it. I'm probably missing a million things that I like about it that are worth talking about. And as soon as we're done recording, when I'm listening to this or editing it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot.
Well, like you said, like a lot of it happened in those last 20 minutes. Like a lot of stuff that, I mean, all the funny parts. Not all the funny parts, but most of them.
Yeah, yeah. Again, I feel like the story's a little more convoluted than it necessarily needs to be. Mm-hmm. It's such a tangled web.
Well, in that scene where they're coming out of the fight club and there's that whole twist where it was really all the people from the campsite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that, too, because, like, Tommy's got Bricktop all set up and they're just, like, freaking massacring all his people. Yeah, that's a good part, too. Man, so many good parts of this movie. I mentioned earlier that I caught there was a joke or a line, anyways, that I caught from Bricktop this time around with subtitles that I had never really noticed before. Mm-hmm. And he's talking, I think he's talking to Turkish on the phone. And he says something like, he's like, I'm going to say what the Virgin fucking Mary said.
Oh, yeah.
Come again. It's like, oh, okay. Like, never once noticed that joke. But I caught it this time, and it made me laugh. Oh, man. Yeah, like, I feel like all the characters are about equally strong. Tommy's not. Tommy, I feel, is probably the weakest of the bunch.
Mm-hmm.
As far as like the main characters go, I've already mentioned I don't like the jeweler that thinks he's Jewish or pretends to be Jewish.
Have you ever seen The League of Extraordinary Men?
With many, many, many moons ago.
That's one of my favorite movies.
I remember very, very... I saw it when it was in theaters, and that was it.
Wow. That's like one of my favorite movies.
Oh, I said, okay.
But the guy that plays Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Okay.
He is one of the Pikeys.
Oh, okay.
He's the one with the long hair. Yeah, yeah, he's that guy. The other only one that talks, I guess.
Oh, man. There is also something to be said. Almost every character in this movie is named. Like, I didn't notice it without the subtitles, but everyone is calling everybody by their name. Mm-hmm. even the Pikey that you just mentioned.
Right.
There's a point where Brad Pitt calls him by name. And you just miss it if you blink, but that dude did have a name. Oh, man.
Now that you said that, there was a scene where, I think it was when they were trying to rob the bookies. But Saul was like calling, it was Vince, that's his name. Saul's
brother. Okay, yeah.
He's like, it would help if you didn't use my real name.
Oh, man, yeah. You ever read the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen comic or graphic novel?
No. Oh. I didn't know it was based off of...
Yes. Way, way darker. Like, it's like a hard R as opposed to, like, the PG-13 thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, super... There's literally a part where I think it's Dr. Jekyll turns into Mr. Hyde. And he literally... I believe it was the Invisible Man. He literally rapes the Invisible Man to death. I think if you Google League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Rape?
Like, yeah, that'd probably bring it up too. But like, it's like a page where he rapes the Invisible Man to death. Pretty nasty stuff. Like, it's like a super.
The Invisible Man's like part of the crew though.
Well, I believe it was, I could be mistaken, but I think the graphic novel was just a one-off thing. I don't think it ever went on to be other sequels and stuff.
Jesus.
Or that could have been like the end of a series or something. Super mean. Like, I've heard that a large part of the reason League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, the movie, was PG-13 and not as hyper-violent as the comic was because
Sean Connery.
Yes, Sean Connery. I was gonna say Indiana Jones's dad.
Was that his dad?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Never seen Indiana Jones.
Oh God! Don't bother with Crystal Skull.
The one with Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. Don't bother with that one. In fact, I would even say don't bother with the first two, which is Raiders of the Lost Ark and Temple of Doom. Whichever order they come in, I can't remember. But Last Crusade has Sean Connery in it. Phenomenal movie. Awesome movie. The other ones are okay, too. Many people will argue with me that the other ones are classics as well.
I'm not a big Harrison Ford fan, though.
No? I'm not super big on Harrison Ford. In fact, I'd say Indiana Jones is like the one thing, the one Harrison Ford thing that I legitimately enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big Star Wars fan.
I know, you've made it clear.
Yeah. I wasn't a big Star Wars fan when I was a kid, and it wasn't necessarily because of Harrison Ford, but as I grew older, it was like more and more because I don't like Harrison Ford. Oh man. Yeah. Anyway, I just thought I'd point out that your Invisible Man movie and Sean Connery collaboration.
It's pretty dark.
Super dark in the comic form.
No, I have to look it up.
All right. Yeah. So I think that about covers everything. Like I said, probably going to think about 100 different parts that I enjoy after the show, but that's okay. Highly recommend it from me. Matt gave it a 7, so I guess it's kind of... Is it a recommendation?
Oh, yeah.
Did you recommend it?
I'm bumping it up to an 8.
Oh, Matt's going up to an 8. Yes. Okay. All right. So there you have it. You got an 8. You got a 10. And I think that's about it. So next time you hear these two sexy voices, it's going to be in the form of Off All Day. We've got the first episode recorded. It's just waiting to be posted, and I believe that will drop on August 5th or 6th. I can't remember. Some places I say the 5th, some places I've said the 6th. So it'll drop on one of those days.
Wait, what? What day? Like day of the week?
Yeah, well, I don't know what day of the week. It's like a Monday or a Tuesday.
Okay, so it'd be Tuesday.
Okay. So, anyways, there you have it. Also, go to the Off All Day website. Find all sorts of fun stuff. You can get t-shirts. You can get rules to the new show. You can learn anything and everything you want about the shows.